welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, your host for our culinary tour of the region and its amazing food scene. I'm here with Colleen Marsh from the Bethlehem Food Co-op, a community-owned and operated location soon to be hopefully in downtown or south side of Bethlehem. We'll learn more about that. Colleen, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first I have to ask for the listeners, what's a food co-op? People are used to shopping maybe in a supermarket or maybe a farmer's market or maybe even growing some of their own food in a garden. What's a co-op and where does that fit into the food scene?
So on the surface, when someone walks into our location, once we're open, it will look like a brick and mortar grocery store. And the kind of place where you could do your full weekly grocery shopping. However, the biggest difference is that a co-op in grocery or any other sort of business is owned by the community. So our store will be owned by its members, and those members will get a say in how it's run. They get extra perks within the store, and already we have a community benefits program. So that's the biggest difference. Our store specifically will also focus on highlighting local, humanely and sustainably produced food items.
When you say owned, it's a not-for-profit?
That's a little gray area. So we are incorporated in Pennsylvania as a nonprofit cooperative, but that's different than a charity. So the difference is in how we handle profit. We can make profit, but then it's either given back to the members through patronage dividends, or the members can vote to put it back into the store. So when we're hugely successful and need a larger location, the profits can be put towards that.
So do they buy a set amount of shares or a dollar amount financially? How does that work?
Yeah, so membership is per household, and it's $300 per household to become an owner of the cooperative. That's a one-time fee. It's not like a wholesale club where you're paying an annual membership fee, and it does cover your entire household. So that gives one household one vote in the business.
And is the idea that ownership base grows over time, that if you move to the area or after 2 years you say, I want to be part of this co-op, that you can always buy into it?
Yes, yeah. It's open, voluntary membership. Anyone can join. We have a variety of ways to make that affordable for families to join, including a payment plan, some scholarship opportunities. So we're trying really hard to get as many people from the community involved.
And what kind of products are typically available at a co-op, and how might that be different from the shopping experience that people might be used to?
So, like I mentioned, we do plan to have a full variety of products with a slant towards locally produced and sustainably and humanely. So the example I usually go to is lemons. They don't grow here.
At least not yet, but we'll have to see how many more years, right?
Yes. So we'll still carry lemons, but one, the consumer will know exactly where that came from. Two, we'll try and source it from as close as we can and as sustainably of a source, a sustainable source as we can. So we plan to sell household items, your soap and shampoo, baking needs, pantry items, things like that. So you could come in and get everything that you would typically get, but with a focus on what we can get here.
Now, do you see a growing trend where people are looking for more transparency in terms of sourcing, knowing the origin and the provenance of things?
Absolutely. And in the Lehigh Valley, I mean, there's no reason not to have that transparency. We have so many farms and local producers of packaged food items or, you know, health and beauty supplies, whatever. There's no reason not to not only know where it comes from, but to have the chance to talk to the person who's making that product. It's really easy to do around here and getting easier by, you know, the farmers markets are blowing up. There's CSAs all over the place, and the co-op can exist with and enhancing all of those things all around. A lot of food co-ops sponsor farmers markets or are a pickup point for a CSA. They're all ways that the local food scene can work together to be transparent and get products to the people who live here.
And What do you think is driving that on the consumer side? Why is there this desire for more transparency?
I think because there was so little. You know, we have come through the industrial food revolution, and that succeeded in getting food, not necessarily nutritious food, but food to people. But now there's some pushback on that. Part of that, I think, has to do with the are my opinions, but part of that I would think has to do with the economy, people trying to keep more dollars locally. The Buy Fresh, Buy Local Greater Lehigh Valley chapter has done an awesome study on, you know, the true impact of just spending even $10 a week locally. So I think that there's a lot of kind of going back to the roots of supporting your neighbors, supporting your community, and making sure that your community can thrive so that the greater society can thrive.
So I understand that the you're still in the sort of development, but really kind of advanced stages of getting this food, the co-op up and running. Tell me where you're at with that right now and some of the hurdles that are ahead of you to make it happen.
Okay. So we are on track with national trends in terms of how long it takes to start a food co-op. We incorporated in 2013 and started accepting members that July. We now have 420 households who have joined as member owners, and our real estate committee formed 300 members. They've been working for about a year looking at all the different sites that are out there, and that's hurdle number one, finding the right site, somewhere that's large enough to have a full product line available, has some parking, because in this area we know some people will be driving in, but we also want it to be close to public transit and in a walkable neighborhood. So we are evaluating sites. Once it's narrowed down to three sites, then our board will go forward with a market study. It'll examine each of those three sites to consider where the co-op can be most successful. And when that comes back, then we'll launch a capital campaign to fund the construction of the store. That'll include member loans. It'll include some grants, hopefully, and some traditional bank financing if we need to.
And you mentioned things like parking and location, but even imagine there are logistical concerns, like how things are dropped off or delivered there, that probably have a big impact also.
Yes, yeah. We need to look at things like loading docks and, you know, many of the local providers may be bringing things in with a small box truck. We do anticipate having to use a national supplier for some products. So chances are every once in a while there will be a 53-foot tractor trailer coming in, and we need to be able to accommodate that.
Talk about some of the relationships that you have that you might have to develop with non-regional suppliers and how you go about developing those.
So one of the greatest things about developing a cooperative is that we have access to a huge wealth of knowledge from other cooperatives. So every business to be incorporated as a cooperative must follow a set of principles. One of those is cooperation among co-ops. So we can call any co-op and say, hey, we're trying to figure out how to connect with this group or how to, you know, lay out our store. And they're going to point us to the consultant to talk to, or point us to the company to connect with to source those national products, things like that. So we are part of several networks that are helping us with those connections. One is the Philadelphia Area Cooperative Alliance. There's a huge boom of cross-sector cooperative development right now that we're able to tap into. There's also a Mid-Atlantic Food Co-op Alliance. We actually just last week sent a representative to the Consumer Cooperative Management Association, which is a huge food co-op conference, pulling together amazing resources from across the country. And so we're working with those associations as well as with consultants from cooperative development firms.
So I guess even with people in Philadelphia and in the region, they could help identify some of those national relationships, but even regional or local ones that
yes,
you might not be aware of.
For sure. Absolutely. We also are working a lot with Buy Fresh, Buy Local. We are partners with that group, and they're helping us get in touch with the local farmers. And we've started having some sourcing committee meetings. We're calling them Stocking the Shelves Forums, where our members can come in, talk to some of the local organizations and farmers and voice their opinions on what they'd like to see in the store.
And when you use words like co-op and membership, I get the idea that this is more than a retail destination for them. In some ways, you're forming a community of people who share common values. And talk a little bit more about that as a concept and what that means if you're one of the members.
Cool. One point I would like to make, though, because I realize I have talked about membership a lot, the store will be open to the public.
That's good to know.
Yeah, we are hoping to open in a location that doesn't currently have a lot of fresh food access, and it wouldn't be fair to say, here it all is, but you have to be a member to get it.
Right.
So that's an important note. But already, even though we don't have that brick-and-mortar location yet, the community that has built around the co-op has been amazing. We've got education programs that are rolling independently and in conjunction with Northampton Community College. We've had intergenerational cooking programs. We've had cookouts, come hang out. We've had film screenings with panel discussions, all sorts of these things to just bring people together and get people talking. And it truly will be a destination and a neighborhood center, and probably beyond the neighborhood that it's in. So, yeah.
And even for the neighborhood where it is, I mean, you're looking at Bethlehem, either north side or south side. I imagine there's a community benefit even outside the membership in terms of education and things you're doing.
Yes. Yeah. We've partnered with some of the local schools. We had a cooking demo over at Donegan Elementary for their Spark, I think it was called, program. And, you know, shopped at the grocery store that's right here on Southside, where, you know, the people who are going to Donegan School are most likely to be shopping, got the ingredients, showed some budget-friendly ways to cook healthy foods. We also have been involved with some of the cleanups and things like that. So there's a lot of benefit to, you know, that's actually another principle of cooperative enterprise, is concern for community. So there has to be, and we want there to be, a really rich relationship with the community.
So Colin, if people want to get involved or if they're interested in membership, what are some of the ways that they can seek that out?
They first of all can go to our website. It's www.bethlehemfood.coop. So not .com, it's .coop. that's one way to get information, see our calendar of what events are coming up. And you can become a member through the website. We also have a number of events that people can find us at. We have a farm-to-table dinner coming up at the Social Still. We have an event at Weyerbacher Brewing coming up.
So a lot of ways that they can see you out in the community.
Yes.
Awesome. Colleen, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thanks for having us.
I wish you the best with the Bethlehem Food Co-op. I'm excited to see you up and running. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Yeah, it should be.
I'm Mike Dravenstad, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.